Perception, Vehicle Modeling, Part 1. The most important part of creating an agent-based model is to model the agent. We remember the setup. We have a number of agents. In the traffic simulation, they are going to be vehicles, that is, cars, lorries, maybe motorbikes, and so on. And you have an environment, which in our case is going to be the road, intersection, roundabout, and so on. The agents continuously interact with the environment. The agent will perceive the state of the environment, and based on what it perceives, it will act. So the agent may perceive on the road that there is a car ahead, for instance. As a result of that perception, it may decide to brake. That would be an action. It could perceive an intersection ahead. That would probably also mean that it brakes. If it perceives a clear road ahead, it would probably decide to accelerate, and so on. The key part of making the agent-based model, the model of the agent, is to decide on all of these rules which make up the relationship between perception and action. A rule to say what is going to happen when a given situation. In this talk, we will focus on modeling the perception. And there are a number of questions you need to ask yourself when you make up the perception model. Firstly, what is relevant? What is relevant for the agent to perceive? A car ahead definitely is relevant. The agent does not want to drive into it, so it wants to know about it. A red building to the right of the road probably isn't relevant. A car behind you may be relevant. You aren't going to drive into the car behind you, but you may want to take it into account when you brake and accelerate to avoid it running into you, but not necessarily. The agent may simply forget about that car. What is available of the information is important to know. The car ahead is probably available information. It is possible for the agent to see it. But the car behind the red building to the right of the road is not going to be visible. So he can't see that. Around corners, there will be critical relevant information which simply isn't available. Some of the perception will need to be quantified. You may not see only a car ahead of you. You may see a car a certain distance ahead of you. So you want to assess that distance. You will try to assess the speed of the car approaching. You may not assess it accurately, but you will try to make a good estimate. You will, of course, have to ask yourself, how precise is the driver's assessment going to be? Will he misjudge the speed all the time, or does he guess fairly correctly? When you start making a new model, you should start with the most important, most relevant information first. The first version of your model is probably not going to be complete. There will be important information left out. But what you should make sure is that even your first draft model includes the most relevant, the most important, the most obviously available information. Then you can add more information, more perception in subsequent versions of your model. An interesting distinction to make is between active observation and events. The agent will constantly be observing certain key parameters of the environment. A driver, for instance, would constantly monitor the distance of the car ahead, his own speed, speed of approaching traffic. In a programming paradigm, that means that the agent will ask the environment for updated information at regular intervals. But there will also be perception which is unexpected. Events occurring, changing the agent's awareness of the situation. A driver could suddenly be blinded by the sun. He could be losing grip on an icy patch of the road, and a car could appear from nowhere, and so on. In this case, the driver doesn't know what to expect, so he can't ask the environment. Instead, the environment will have to notify the agent of the change. So these two approaches to programming perception are both possible. Which you want to use depends on the kind of information. To summarize, perception is the basis for behavior. Your agent model will need to include a list of information available and a list of key parameters which the agent monitors. Mainly that will be quantitative information such as speeds of nearby cars, distance to them, and so on. Information perception can be exchanged between the environment and the agent in two ways. The agent can ask the information for information, or the environment can notify the agent about events. Both are possible. In the second case, you will typically use the observer pattern in software engineering to program it. You may also want to program in probabilities and uncertainty. The agent's perception may very well be inaccurate, so sometimes his assessment of speeds, distances will be false and will make a suboptimal action. The behavior can also be, to some extent, semi-random. So the agent's perception and behavior doesn't have to be deterministic. It may very well be probabilistic. In the next video, we will have a look at the modeling of the behavior.